this, Dr. Yevgeny is also dictating an endoscopy report on Elizabeth Martinez, date of birth 9/3/1973, date of procedures November 17, 2023. Physician performing is Dr. Yevgeny Agulter-Dio. Referring doctor is Dr. Giovanni Hernandez. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And next line, colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position. Sedated is per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, comma, stomach, G junction, and the esophagus period. A rush reflex is obtained at the cardio period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. A digital rectal exam was normal period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. A retroflex view was obtained at the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was excellent with a Boston bowel prep score of 9, 3-3-3. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, number one, the entirety of the proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was irregular at 36 centimeters from the bite block with a 1.5 centimeter tongue of salmon-colored mucosa, comma. This was biopsied to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum to D2 portion was unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, there was an excellent prep with a Boston bowel prep score of 9, 3-3-3. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was small non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids noted. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Given patient's anemia, would recommend PIL-CAM for further evaluation. Next line. Recommend next colonoscopy in 5 years pending path. Next line. Please go back to the findings of colonoscopy and add diverticulosis. Please go back to the plan and please write recommend high fiber diet with fiber supplements as needed. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.